questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. We've been in the studio. We have a very special guest speakers for today's discussion, Sheikh Murtaza Karimi, an Islamic expert from the Islamic Hausa of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum assalam, and thank you for having me.
Okay, for today's discussion regarding question and answer on Islamic beliefs related to the month of Muharram and the personality of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, we want to talk about the types of, mourning and also type of shedding tears that the people do for the martyrdom or in remembrance of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's tragedy. Sometimes the people get to extreme, Shaykh, you know, regarding the mourning, screaming, loud crying for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Are these at all allowed to do for the mourning sessions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, we are talking about question and answer on Islamic beliefs, and this question, to some extent, is related to jurisprudence as well. So first of all, for each and every example of the mourning, people need to refer to the Islamic scholar that they follow. But the point is that when it comes to mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, crying for him and mourning in and of itself is approved, is highly, highly recommended. There are so many narrations about crying for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And not only that, if you are not able to cry, pretend that you are crying, the concept of tabaki.
Yes.
Because sometimes we do not feel like crying. Mm-hmm. So the narrations tell us that show as if you are crying. Okay. This shows the greatness and importance of that. What is the philosophy? This is in need of another discussion. So we have it for the general concept of crying and mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But then we need other concepts like what they call it jaza and faza and dajja, yes, which means that to cry out loud or, for example, to beat yourself or to go...
Scream loudly.
Yes. And according to some lexicons, to faza and jaza means to go impatient when you are crying for a person. Are these allowed for when you are mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam? Yes and no. And the point is that jaza and fada are mentioned in the narrations,
yes,
as recommended for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Yes.
First of all, I would like to share some narration in this regard. Why did I say no? Because of the fact that, as you rightly mentioned, some people go to extreme,
yes,
in this regard too.
Okay.
So for example, in one narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, "Kullul jaza' wal buka makruh." This kind of mourning, I'm talking about jaza. And jaza means, as I mentioned, to go impatient, yes, when you are crying. In that case, you may beat yourself, you may scream.
Yes.
And
self-beating, for example, sometimes torturing or
exactly,
something like that.
So there are different examples,
yes,
which will I will come to that.
Yes.
But jaza in and of itself, according to this narration, is disliked. Sewa al-jaza wal-buka al-Hussein, except for the case of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which we said that it's a very special case.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot compare mourning of any other infallible,
yes,
or prophet to the mourning of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Okay.
This is quoted in Wasail al-Shia, volume 3, page 282, and Amali by Sheikh Tusi, page 160.
But it must not get into self-damage or something, or damaging others.
Of course not.
Okay.
Of course not. We'll come to that.
Yes.
Also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, this kind of jaza is disliked, except for jaza ala al-Husayn ibn Ali, for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, فَإِنَّهُ فِيهِمْ مَأْجُورٌ. If you do that for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, not only it is not disliked, it is not makruh, you will,
okay,
be rewarded for that.
Mm-hmm.
So all these narrations are giving us a message that the case of the tragedy of Karbala is very special.
Yes.
No other case should be compared to that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why not only crying for Imam Hussein alayhi salam is rewarded,
yes,
a level higher than that, that is jaza, is also recommended. But what are the examples of jaza? This is what we need,
okay,
to discuss,
yes,
about that.
For example, some of the sheikhs and the members, or these, we can say, the people who address the people on the day of Ashura, when you are reading out the Maqtal, and when they get to the details of slaughtering Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, they do such things. For example, they take off their imama, they beat their heads, you know, referring to the very harsh details of what took place in the year 61 AH on the day of Ashura. I think they are the good examples of Jaza and Faza, isn't it?
Exactly. Okay. Yes. That's the point.
Okay.
So we may not be able to talk about each and every example, mm-hmm. like whether what was done by that yes. scholar is
right or not.
I mean, within right. the concept of Jaza, or it is an extreme mm-hmm. form of that, or what is done by a group of people in one part of the world. So we are not able to yes. discuss all the details. But the point is that, as I mentioned, first of all, people need to refer to the Islamic scholars that they follow. But generally speaking, we can come to this conclusion that, first of all, the case of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is very special. Second yes. of all, crying and mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam are absolutely recommended. And a level higher than that, Jaza is also recommended, but it should not go to a level where it might cause other people to make fun of the school of the Ahlul Bayt.
Yes.
And sometimes it's happening all around the world in different communities, we see that.
Or defaming Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. For example, the tatbir that some people do, mm-hmm. or self-beating, or self, for example, stabbing themselves on the head, does not make a good picture out of Imam.
Of course, Imam now you mentioned different examples, yes. and we need to differentiate between, for example, beating on the chest in a very normal way,
yes.
and of course, tatbir, for example,
yes.
using blades.
Yes. They,
these are yes. two different cases.
Okay.
So my point is that when it comes to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, first of all, let me share another idea, mm-hmm. and that is the duty of the Shia to explain to the people.
Yes.
So, for example, when you are living in a European country and you are a Shia community and you want to cry for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and mourn and even beat on the chest and yes. go to the streets,
yes.
sometimes you do that without any explanation, and it might seem weird to many people. Even, I mean, beating on the chest. But sometimes you do that with a kind of explanation that, alhamdulillah, nowadays, in these recent years, we are seeing that some Shia, they explain to the people
yes.
what this kind of mourning is all about.
Yes.
And hearing this story, many people do not consider it weird anymore.
Mm-hmm. And even they join that.
Yeah.
Okay, even the non-Muslims joined,
exactly.
for example,
have
processions for Imam al-Hussein alayhi
salam. Yeah, the procession of Arba'in is nowadays joined by even the Christians
yes.
and
yes, yes.
Many non-Muslims.
Yes.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
But this is one point, and the second point is that when it comes to different examples for mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, what the majority of the Shia scholars say is that, first of all, there should not be any considerable harm to your body.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we cannot, I mean, talk about all the examples. This is the point. You should not cause a considerable harm, because, again, we have some people on the other side of the coin.
Yes.
They say that, okay, even if you beat on your chest, it is bothering your body. No, this is not the case. In a normal way, I mean, when, for example, you lose a dear one, you
yes.
may beat on your chest. I mean, it's bothering. It may, I mean, even the skin may
yes.
turn into red.
Red, that's
but
right.
no one is, I mean, blaming you.
Mm-hmm.
They understand you that, I mean, you have lost a dear one, and now you are beating on your chest. It may cause it to become red, but that's not a considerable harm to your body.
As we have different rhythms on beating the chest, for example, we have Wahed single, which is light. We have heavy sangin.
Yeah.
And we have shur or passionate, you know. In the shur level, it is very much passionate. It might cause, for example, the chest or the body to become, for example, a little bit red on the skin. But for,
to this amount, yes, is understandable.
Yeah, understandable, that's right.
I mean, when we explain it, okay, and it can be justified.
Yes.
But then if we have other examples, yes, like using blade or, I mean, some chains and, I mean, tatbir, in that case, we can say for sure that all the people consider it a kind of considerable harm to your body. So for that case, according to majority of the Shia scholars, it's not allowed.
Yes, that's right.
This is one point. So for all the examples for mourning, mm-hmm, for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the first point is that we should not go,
yes,
to examples, yes, which might cause, yes, a considerable harm, yes, to your body.
And especially about ladies. For example, on the day of Ashura or Tasua, when you go to Karbala or some of these morning sessions, you know, the loud crying of the ladies is up to an extent that you lose concentration, mm-hmm, of the true azadari or morning session for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, especially for the ladies part, because of this passionate power that exists in them, isn't it?
It might happen by men too,
yes,
and they may lead to women, okay, losing, yes, their concentration.
Yes.
I think this case is also understandable.
Okay.
I mean, we may not include that among, mm-hmm, the examples of going to extreme.
Yes.
That is why I said that it's very difficult to talk, yes, about each and every example and,
okay,
the case.
That's all right.
So the first criterion is that it should not cause to a considerable harm to, mm-hmm, your body. And the second criterion, according to great scholars, is that it should not defame the school of the Ahlul Bayt.
Ahlul Bayt, that's right.
Sometimes it may not cause, a considerable harm, but the form you are using is giving a bad picture out of the school of the Ahlul Bayt.
Yes.
For example, and it's very related to the culture.
Yes.
I mean, it might be,
yes,
different from one culture to another,
yes,
from one community to another community. So for some people, for example, one example might be using mud and,
yes,
put it on your shirt or on your
head. On your
head.
Forehead, on,
yeah,
your head, that's right.
So again, in a normal way, it,
okay,
is understandable.
Yes.
It is justified.
Yes.
You may explain that to the people that it is symbolic. It's,
yes,
a form of showing, your sadness.
Your respect for the tragedy of,
yeah,
Karbala.
And the fact that,
right,
you are very sad and,
okay,
grieved for the tragedy,
yes,
of Karbala. But then we see some people like making a pool of mud and going like,
yes,
swimming in that. So for sure in that case,
mm-hmm,
might be understood in that small community.
Yes.
But for other people,
yes,
who might see that, they call it a case of going to extreme.
Yes.
And this is giving a bad name and defaming
the
school of the
Ahlul Bayt.
So we need,
right,
to take into consideration these two principles. First,
that's
of
right,
all, not to use any form which might,
okay,
cause any considerable harm.
Mm.
And second of all, not to use any form that might defame the,
that's
whole,
right,
school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam.
For example, when you watch the processions and the mourning sessions for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, sometimes you hear a very, we can say, a strong beating on the chest. And for sure, they are referring to the, I'm talking about the Pakistani people,
mm-hmm,
the people from Pakistan. You know, their rhythm of beating the chest is very much different, for example, from the Iranian one or the African one, okay? So, as you said, the culture and the sociocultural priorities sometimes overshadow the religious, we can say, beliefs of the people. I think this is beautiful because it gives color to,
yeah,
we can say,
and especially nowadays.
Azadari.
I mean, 20 years ago, maybe these cases were,
mm-hmm,
I mean, they seemed weird for,
yes,
many people. But nowadays, especially if people are educated,
yes,
they understand that they are different ways, different cultures of,
mm,
showing respect.
Even
for
they
the
study
Muslim,
it, you know. They study these cultures and the etiquettes,
exactly,
of Azadari, and they write books about them, something which was maybe not done 20 years ago. Okay, thank you much. Any other mispoints, Sheikh? No, nothing? Thank you much, Sheikh Karimi, for your explanation regarding the extreme screaming or loud crying and shedding tears for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the tragedy of Karbala. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. To another episode, God bless you. Goodbye.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن